what comes next. If we could gather everyone who had a true paranormal experience together, I am not talking about UAPs or extraterrestrials, in one place, I wonder how many people would be there. I suspect a very high percentage of all the people in the world. Even weeding out mistakes, there would still be an incredible amount of people. Is it any wonder why so many people believe in the afterlife? I have met some who had incredible paranormal experiences, including myself. Sure, scientists try and explain this away by saying the emotions of losing a loved one make us think we are seeing or hearing something which is not really there, or we have a mental illness, or even that someone is tricking us. This usually goes on until they themselves have one of these experiences which they may not want to tell us about. Is there a connection with religion and another dimension? When heaven is talked about, was it told to us in a very simple way because at the time we were very simple people? If Jesus said, "I have a place for you at my Father's home in another dimension," would anyone have understood what he was talking about at the time? Truthfully, I never believed in this stuff until it happened to me. I am talking about spirits, ghosts, or whatever you want to call them. I am sure many others felt this way, but I did believe in my religion and tried to do my best to practice it. When I had my two incredible experiences, I realized there was far more to life than we were told. I also found out there were many others who had these types of experiences who weren't talking about it but would if you mentioned your experience first. It made them a lot more comfortable. There certainly is a ridicule factor at work, and no one wants to be called a nut. I have talked about this subject before, but new cases just keep coming out. I would like to say first, however, I don't put much stock in those ghost hunter shows on television or the net. So many people feel a lot easier about talking about their experiences online without giving their names. Others might give a first name and a state, but that is it. Many of the stories have to do with loved ones who passed away. One unusual story I read had to do with a patient in a hospice who was dying and a worker. The worker got to know the patient very well and visited him quite often. He would read to him and they would have conversations, but then one day the inevitable happened. At the moment of death, the worker felt his spirit leave his body and float over the scene, and to his side was the patient's spirit floating next to him and smiling. As the former patient began to float out of sight, the worker felt his spirit go back down into his body. While shared death experiences are unusual, they do take place. Not only that, but the person sharing the experience can be located anywhere. It seems the stronger the bond, the more chance of a shared death experience. The shared death experience is not only one of accompanying the dead person for a short period of time, it can also be a feeling of passing you have at the time the person died. You might even feel something related to what caused them to pass at the time, like a pain in a certain area or something like that. Some of these people, when interviewed, indicated what they saw or felt at the time. The most seen was a vision of the dying person. Another was a light in one quarter of the cases. I think if we examine the cases, we see our consciousness continues after death, which proves death is not the end. Try as hard as many so-called experts try to disprove some of these things, there are plenty which hold up to any method used to try and explain them away. Sometimes someone gets a premonition or very strong feeling someone is about to die before they do. It can be about themselves and even be a warning not to do something. I am going to repeat what happened to me years ago. I was driving on a road and suddenly got this tremendous urge to pull over. It was so strong I couldn't resist it. When the feeling left, I got back on the road, and a little ways up there had been a tremendous accident which I probably would have been in the middle of. I never forgot that. How could anyone? People have felt similar things about the destruction of the Twin Towers and stayed home on September 11th, or didn't get on the Titanic because feelings of dread came over them or an irresistible urge not to get on the ship. Why might there even be a shared death experience? It could be a way to accomplish one or two things. First, it is a way of making the spirit of the deceased more comfortable on their journey. Secondly, it proves to the person with him who will return to his body there is an afterlife, and this could convince them to lead a better life. The second reason is something sorely needed in this time when the fact of an afterlife is being so disregarded by so many people who feel they have no reason to lead a good life and anything they do is okay if it accomplishes their goals. It might turn out to be a win now, lose later situation. We are seeing attendance in churches fall tremendously. I admit part of this is due to the church's policies, but much of it has to do with the me thinking. As I said, I believe these experiences are here as lessons to us that proves there is an afterlife and we have to earn our place there by proving we are good people. If we waste our lives always trying to get our way by any means possible and supporting those who are criminals and such who hurt society, what have we accomplished with our lives? We have just given more grief to other people. I wish everyone could have one of these paranormal experiences so they would realize what life is really about and prove to them they have to mend their ways, because the best is yet to come if we have prepared for it.